It's Kapow.
Indeed.
We're excited.
Oh, yes.
We do stuff.
Mirth.
We talk about golf.
With coaches Wright and Maxwell.
We talk about play.
With Mr. Gasper.
We have Isatith.
With students and teachers in the hallways.
Yay.
Hey, Jackie.
Yeah, Jeremy?
Why can't a bicycle stand on its own?
I don't know.
Because it's too tired.
Let's kick off this podcast with our interview with Mr. Gasper.
So Ashley and I, Jen, are here with Mr. Gasper to get some information about this year's May term play.
So Mr. Gasper, are you the director of the play?
Yes, along with my wife, Judy.
How long have you been directing these plays?
All forever.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes.
What is this year's play?
It's a dark and stormy night.
What is it about?
It's about a whole bunch of kooks and the oldest living maniac in Massachusetts who advertise for nurses. The nurses come and with lots of hijinks and screaming and just a generally wonderful time.
When is the production?
May 19th, 7:30.
Does it cost anything to see the play?
Yes. Adults are $5, students are $3, or activity tickets.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
What an awesome interview.
That was rather fantastic, I must say.
I can't wait to see that final production.
Yeah. Hey, what do you call a fish without an eye? A fish.
Really, Jeremy? Really?
Our Isatith questions this week are pretty intense. Let's see how students and teachers answered them.
Jordan, if you could be any age, what would it be and why?
I would go back to kindergarten, like 5 years old, because then I got nap time.
Random guy with a camera, if you could be any age, what would it be and why?
38. I'm 37 now, and just like to have the next year of my life be over.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Mrs. Meester, if you could be any age, what age would you be?
Probably 22, because I was almost done with college, but I still didn't have a lot of responsibility, and it was just a really fun time.
All right, sounds good.
Jordan, if you could be any age for a week, what would it be and why?
18, because it's the age of you can legally vote. And I don't know, it's just a big part of your life, you know, being able to vote. And then, I don't know, that's why.
Thanks. Thank you. Courtney, if you could be any age for 1 week, what age would you be?
21.
Mr. Maxwell, if you could be any age for 1 week, what would it be and why?
That would be 18 years old again, because then I could spend another week with my mom.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Van, if you could be any age for 1 week, what age would you be?
17. Because though that was the best years of my life. Free, had no responsibilities, went there, went here, chased the girls.
All right, thank you. Chris, if you could be any age for 1 week, what age would you be and why?
16, so I can get my license.
Cole, would you rather give up your cell phone or your car for 6 months?
I'd give up my car because I don't have one and I can't legally drive, so it'd have no effect on me.
Mr. Langholt, would you rather give up your cell phone or your car for 6 months?
My cell phone, because I use my car a lot more than my cell phone. I'm not like the students around here.
Sadie, would you rather give up your cell phone or your car for 6 months?
Cell phone.
Why?
Because if I didn't have a car, I couldn't get anywhere.
Dylan, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your cell phone or your car?
Probably my car, because I have friends that can drive.
Senora, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your car or your cell phone?
My cell phone.
Why?
Because I go a lot of places.
Katie, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your car or your cell phone?
My car.
Why?
Because I can get rides from other people.
Jen, would you rather give up your car or your cell phone for 6 months?
My cell phone.
Why?
Because I have got to get around. I'm way too fat to walk.
Brianna, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your car or your cell phone?
You know, Brenda, I think I would give up my car. I mean, honestly, you can just call people with your cell phone and get a ride from point A to point B. Or I could ride my bike like I like to do in my pastime. It's definitely my favorite pastime. And you can call, like, I mean, Greyhound. They have a pretty good bus line, and you could just take the bus everywhere. That's what I would do.
Abby, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your cell phone or your car?
My car.
Any reason?
Yes, because I can't stand not talking to people, but I could sit at home if I wanted to.
All right, thank you.
I feel so dumb.
Mrs. Meester, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your car or your cell phone?
Oh, my. I probably give up the cell phone just because I guess if I had to, I could use the old landline, but that was a real thinker.
Thank you.
Of course, maybe it could be the car because I don't go anywhere.
Good walk. All right, Mr. Stegeman, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your car or your cell phone?
My cell phone.
Any reason?
I don't really use it that much anyways, except to talk to my fiancé.
Oh, so. Oh, fiancé.
Yep.
Isn't that dandy?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right,
hold
Jeff.
Hold on.
What would you rather give up for 6 months, your cell phone or your car?
I would probably give up my cell phone, and I'd probably steal Jordan's and use his.
Nice.
All right, Joel, down.
Jamie, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your cell phone or your car?
My cell phone, because I went a long time without it in the first place, and now that I have it, it's just an added luxury, so I can deal without it.
All right, thank you. All right, Jess, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your cell phone or your car?
My cell phone.
Really? You could do it?
I could definitely do it.
And any reason why your cell phone?
Because I can drive my car to the places that I want to talk to people.
Even if it's Wisconsin?
That might cause a problem, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Abby, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your cell phone or your car? It's for the podcast.
What is that?
Kapow, Crazy Audacious Podcast of the Week. So which one would you give up?
What do you do?
Yep. We ask people questions and put it on the website, and then you can laugh at them. So what would you rather give up for 6 months?
You watch this on the internet or what?
Yeah.
Hey guys, all of these.
That's pretty cool.
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
That's not very funny.
So which one would you rather give up?
A car.
Your car, any reason?
Bum rides from other people.
Actually, oh, nice. Miss Bisbee, what would you rather give up for 6 months, your cell phone or your car?
My car.
Really?
Yes.
Any reason?
Because I like to stay connected to friends and family through my cell phone.
All right, thank you. Honestly, Jackie, I'm not sure I can make a decision on that phone car question.
I hear ya. However, I'm pretty sure there's no way Mrs. Meester could ever give up her cell phone for a day, let alone 6 months.
No kidding. Hey, why is it called lipstick if you can still move your lips? Now for our golf interview with Mr. Maxwell and Mr. Wright.
I don't get it.
Hello, Kapow listeners. I'm Jen, and I'm going to see if I can find Mr. Maxwell and Mr. Wright to ask them how the golf season is going. Hey, Mr. Maxwell. Now, you're the girls' coach, right?
Correct.
How long have you been coaching golf?
I think about 10 years.
Do you enjoy it?
I really look forward to it. Yeah, I enjoy it.
What are some of the highlights of the season so far?
Probably we've had, you know, our meet here. We scored well here. I think we shot 206 or 210 at our meet, and that's a good score. Mm-hmm. For us, it's a good score. Ashley Blumendahl has medaled in all but two meets, I believe. So we get some good highlights and good positive. And I've seen the girls getting better. That's the key.
When is state golf?
First week in June.
Okay. Do you have any more comments you'd like to make about the season?
Probably not. I'm kind of a quiet person, so I don't say too much. But thank you, Jen.
All right, thank you. Hey, Mr. Wright, can I ask you a few questions about the boys' golf team?
You bet.
awesome. Now, how long have you been the golf coach?
This is my third season.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I love it. It's a lot of fun.
What are some of the highlights of the season so far?
Probably the biggest highlight occurred last night. We shot 182 as a team. We finished seventh, and Tyler Tingey led us with a 38, and he was fifth overall individually, so that was our first medal for the season. So that was a lot of fun.
Is the guys' state golf the same time as girls' state golf?
The guys' state golf is a little bit earlier than the girls' state golf. We play on the weekend, and I believe the girls play during the week after that.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add about the season?
No, I got a great group of guys out. It's been a lot of fun. They've worked hard, and I'm looking forward to next year as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron, pretty sure if we were in golf, we would dominate, or at least I would.
I'm not so sure about that, Jen.
You're jealous of my math skills.
Uh-uh. What's this week's quote?
It's by Dimitri Martin.
Who's that?
I don't know, some comedian guy from New York or something, but read his quote!
I think the worst time to have a heart attack is during a game of charades, or a game of fake heart attack.